Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into the second hour of this global transmission against tyranny and Big Brother. Dino, John, James, Davey, and others, your calls are coming up for J.D. Cash. He writes for the McCurtain Daily Gazette. And possible OKC bombing video shows two explosions. That's being reported. Also, there are discussions of this, a newest tape, if it's real, showing the explosion as part of a sting operation with the BATF. Same thing at the first World Trade Center attack where it was, quote, a sting, where they give them real explosives, real detonators, pay this Egyptian informant to cook the bomb. Then he complains how you can't let it go forward. They allow it to happen. So we're going through this this trend we see, and we're talking to J.D. Cash, who's written this latest report about the raid on the home of John Culbertson, once a member and former U.S. Representative James Traficant scandal-plagued congressional office, raiding his home to get this supposed video and stills of the video of this raid, this sting gone bad video, that if this turns out to be accurate. J.D. Cash, I want to go to some calls here in a few minutes after this first break, but perhaps you can recap things a little bit better than I just did for folks.
Well, no, you've done a beautiful job, Alex, and I just want to say that I don't know if there is such, if this film really still exists or not. I know that that would be terribly embarrassing if it did. It would not be something that the Department of Justice would ever want out.
Well, we know they destroyed a bunch of McVeigh evidence before.
Well, and they've made application to destroy some of the stuff in this ARA case, this Aryan Republican Army case, that could support Mr. Langan's testimony. And I could write a book just about, I mean, this element, this whole element of what has gone on since the bombing and all of the evidence that keeps disappearing.
And we have the feds with an informant inside Elohim City.
There's probably, well, we know there's three.
And also you have the memo with Morris Deige, head of the Southern Poverty Law Center, with an informant in there.
That's when I fell over. Now, this is new information. This is new. And we just by luck, when we came across this memoranda from the FBI director, we looked at a website, and there was Mr. Deige, who was going to be speaking at a university not 45 minutes from our newspaper in a couple of days. So we just were there. And I cannot tell you how shocked and upset he was to find out. Of course, he's been contacted by the Nichols defense people. He's on the witness list.
Describe what happened when you confronted him.
Well, immediately he said, "Where did you get this memo?" And I said, "Well, I got it from the FBI." And I said, "It is an official, unclassified memoranda from Louis Freeh. And it's to seven different offices, which I might say one of them was the Birmingham office." And what's interesting is none of the offices who received this memo, this is January of 1996, none of these offices were where he's talking about Mr. McVeigh at Elohim City and phone calls to Elohim City and contacts that their informants through the SPLC has with Mr. McVeigh. None of this has ever been made public before, except for the April 5th phone call. None of this was
ever
out there.
Why do the feds want to...
Sting operation. Top to bottom.
Yes, but why do the feds want to separate the white supremacist out of this?
Well, they have not wanted to go to Elohim City, because if you go to Elohim City and the white supremacists and you expose Strassmeyer and whoever else that was involved in the sting operation.
And then it shows federal prior knowledge.
Right. That's the one thing that they cannot deal with. That's where it's just a horrible, horrible, horrible thing that they have apparently gotten involved in.
All right. We'll be back. Same thing over and over again. So-called sting operations, the bombs go off and the feds get more power.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, this is from congressional testimony talking about the supposed sting video, not just the surveillance camera video, but sting video taken by the BATF. And police did say the BATF was in their bomb gear a minute after the explosion, running around like a bunch of angry wasps. Quote, in this video taken April 13, it is the federal police officer describing a surveillance tape from Oklahoma City he personally witnessed and comparing it to other photos we have uncovered. This is before Congress. During his appearance before the House committee, Culbertson filed an affidavit containing statements he says were made by a federal agent who, Culbertson, claimed told him he was present at a training seminar after the bombing when the videotape was alleged to have been shown to several federal agents. The statement included in the official record of the hearing, it is as follows, quote, the federal police officer described two distinct explosions, the locations of which are consistent with evidence uncovered in the course of investigating the attack on the Murrah Federal Building. The federal police officer also stated the photos and video frames recovered, as described above, are consistent with the surveillance video that he witnessed in the training seminar. The officer's statement, as well as photos obtained by the investigation, is contained in the document, close quote. Culbertson went on to testify the Department of Justice has deprived the public of this important information, as well as the courts in various jurisdictions charged with trying cases related to the bombing. This act is nothing short of callous and malicious obstruction of justice in what may be, and one might consider, one of the most important cases of the 20th century. Now, J.D. Cash is the reporter breaking the story. You can link through to his website at InfoWars.com. It's the McCurtain Daily Gazette. From the evidence, J.D., what you're saying is that clearly the government had prior knowledge. If they are running this sting, have this video, they wouldn't want this to come out because this would show their prior knowledge.
And the fact that they failed miserably to stop it. They never should have allowed that truck to leave Kansas. That's and they should have never allowed it to get anywhere near downtown Oklahoma City.
Now, what do you think of the photos that two police officers in a Cessna took, supposedly of the fuel truck at Camp Grouper?
Okay, now here's the problem with that. There's two problems with it. One, we and trust me on this. I've done a lot of research on that element of this. The truck that blew up in front of the federal building had a side door on that side that you're looking at. It was a particular model that Ryder ordered a handful of, okay? So there's no side door showing. And the identification number is not the ID number that goes with the truck that was destroyed.
Yeah, well, the reason I bring it up is that's an issue we hardly ever talk about. These police, before the Oklahoma City bombing, thought it was interesting enough to take photos of it. You have a privacy fence, you know, folks, the fences that have the canvas on the sides, a high security fence.
Mm-hmm.
You have this truck loaded up on a trailer, and there's these big tanks with what looks like fuel oil spilt all over the place.
Well, I've got some juicy stuff. If people want to go back to about 2 years ago, I published some of the juiciest stuff in the world in Soldier Fortune magazine about prior knowledge with photographs. I've got some stuff that you can't believe. And people should just call up to Soldier of Fortune, tell them they're interested in the series that Roger Charles and I did. We've written a number of articles for Soldier of Fortune about the bombing, and I suggest that they buy those back issues.
Well, describe what's in those.
Well, for instance, we have a member of the Oklahoma Highway Patrol SWAT team leaving the scene, and it says 9/13 on his wristwatch. Okay? We have a truck that looks at a glance like it's a postal truck. What's missing is it doesn't say U.S. Post Office on it. It's there in the overhead shots that were taken within 3 minutes of the bomb going off by Channel 9. They had a helicopter in the air, and they flew over and took pictures within 3 to 5 minutes. That mail truck, or what appears to be a mail truck, is parked outside of a post office along Harvey. And then later we have a picture where they have it opened up, and they're loading bits and pieces of the detonated truck into this truck. This truck is obviously part of the sting operation. On the other side of the building, we have a photograph of another vehicle, which is the same make and model, this type that the ATF and the FBI use in their crime scene investigations. It's there on the other side of the mirror building in those same overhead shots.
Now go back to the state police officer. Elaborate on that.
Right. We have a member of the Oklahoma Highway Patrol SWAT team leaving the crime scene with his fist clenched. It's 9:13. The bomb has gone off 10 or 11 minutes earlier. Now, when I interviewed this individual and showed him the photograph, he was very nervous. And I asked him, what time is it when this photograph is taken? And he said, well, it must have been 10:30. I didn't say, well, if you look at your watch, you can tell what time it is. I didn't say, oh, by the way, the cars are on fire behind you, and those were out by 9:25. All those fires were out. There are several other clues to
well, J.D.,
anyway, I said, where were you that morning when the bomb went off? And he said, oh, I was on the highway on my way to our training center. I heard the bomb go off. I continued to the training center. I didn't know what had happened. Picked up my partner, and I said, what time did you arrive there? He said, oh, probably 9:30 or 10. And then we went into the building and started rescuing people. So I said, well, in this picture, you're walking away from the building, so what time is it? He said, it's 10:30. It's the first bomb scare. What I didn't show him was I have another picture of him. He's coming from a completely different direction where he says he's just been. He's rounding the corner coming from the north.
But how do you know what his watch says?
You can see it. The picture is that clear?
That's amazing.
Now look, and to JD, further verify this, the cars are on fire behind him.
Now, JD.
Yes.
Look, I mean, we know there's prior knowledge, but to keep calling these sting operations, where the feds cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, let it go forward at the first World Trade Center. Then the same thing happens here again. Then when September 11th, they're paying for their houses, their cars, their credit cards of the supposed hijackers. I mean, you know, it's just over and over again, these stings gone bad, and oops, the government gets so much power and control over us.
Oh, they certainly do. Every time something like this happens, the rest of us have to pay for it with losing our privileges and our liberties.
Well, I'll tell you what, J.D., let's take some calls, and I really appreciate you being here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go through these calls quickly, folks. Have your question or comment ready. Dino in New York. Dino, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? What I want to share with you, too, is that little episode by Janet Jackson is very part of the Luciferian symbology. Basically, if you notice lately, there's been a lot of James Bond picture. If you go back to Goldfinger, if you remember the pilot, Pussy Galore, and her little young pilot girlfriends, they all had this black outfit on with the sunburst. Janet Jackson, when she did that little exposure with the sunburst as the little pasty on it, that's part of the symbolism. You go to Michael Jackson when he was dancing on top of the SUV, you notice that he had this emblem. It was a sunburst-style emblem on his jacket. What that is the British. That's a British Army insignia, for means gave the ultimate sacrifice to the crown. And lastly, he also wore at that time of his court trial when he first went on there, they called the order, the Serbian Order of the White Eagle. That's given for conspicuous bravery to the Serbian soldiers. But if you don't look at...
You know what? You know what, Dino? I'm going to put you on hold because you were holding before our guest gone on, and this isn't the subject we're talking about, and it's very esoteric on top of that, and I like to stick to stuff we can prove, but I'll come back to you if you want to hold. Let's go to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
With security inside the OK City Federal Building, could an outsider like Sergeant McFay plant 100 pounds of explosives on concrete columns, or were the doors locked so it had to be the federal police planting the bomb?
I'll tell you what I think happened. And, you know, some of this stuff we may never know for sure. I do believe that something else went off inside that building that morning. Because of the amount of the testimony I had from interviews, it's very clear to me that law enforcement was storing some things in that building they should not have.
J.D., that's their cover story. I mean, if a plastic explosive doesn't go off, just because an explosion goes off, outside a building.
It goes off if you'll put it under 3,200 pounds of pressure.
Were the doors locked so it
No,
had
the building
is
open and occupied.
Okay, could somebody plant on the concrete columns? If you have it in a storeroom, it's not going to blow out a column unless it's strapped to the column.
There's no way that I can tell you that that did not happen.
Well, Alex, can you play him the audio clip from Silverstein and PBS on controlled demolitions at World Trade Center 7?
Have you heard about Silverstein going on national TV and going, oh, yeah, we blew up World Trade Center 7?
You know, the thing is, I have never found the slightest bit of evidence, the slightest, that anybody was in there that night doing all this stuff.
Why did Jane Graham, the lady at HUD, say that she saw these white men with gray sticks of butter?
Well, you know, I've interviewed Miss Graham on more than one occasion, and I still, I can't use her any of her anything because the story has evolved. The story has not been as consistent as what we would have to have for our newspaper. Miss Graham saw some people, construction workers, in the building the day before the bombing. I had two witnesses that are very credible tell me the very same thing, that they saw, I think, three construction workers working in the in the parking area beforehand. Now, what does that add up to? I don't know. There was no talk at no time did I ever interview Miss Graham that she started talking about these them carrying anything like you're now talking about, so this is something new. I've interviewed her years and years ago at length.
Well, I know this. That building was blown out with chunks of it on buildings across the street.
And
a truck bomb doesn't do that. A truck bomb blows in. It doesn't blow the columns out and blow the kids out in the street in the opposite direction of the explosion. Right, J.D.?
If you'll go back and check the record, that we wrote those stories first.
Yeah, we'll We'll be right back and take some more calls. Stay there, JD. I'm Alex Jones.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
All right, folks, we've got J.D. Cash from the McCurtain Daily Gazette on the show with us today, and you can link through at InfoWars.com to the website, or go to WorldNet Daily and do that as well. We got a bunch of callers here. I'll have to get Mr. Cash back on if he'll do it, but let's go to these calls. James in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
First-time listener, been listening to you, first-time caller, been listening to you since AM 1360 took your show.
Go ahead.
I'd like to thank my friend Jeremy in 2001, who told me a well-documented talk show host named Alex Jones, who was taken off KRKS for supposedly suspicious reasons. Thank you, Mr. Jones, for airing all of more of your callers than any other talk show I've ever heard. That's
okay, thank you. But what else is on your mind?
First of all, common sense says that a huge bomb would blow chunks of debris for blocks in every direction, still not take down that building unless it was shape charges in the beams and columns.
Here's what we have found. This is from, you know, what we do know. There is one pretty good chunk of that building that appears to be in the middle of the street in front of the, where, you know, where the office was, the building was. There was a property safe, heavy steel safe, that was actually blown into the parking lot of the Journal Record building across the street. There were not big chunks of the buildings blown all over downtown. That's just not.
JD, I have stills of the helicopter video, and there's chunks of the building across the street on top of the other building.
There are pieces of the Ryder truck, and those were introduced into evidence with detailed photographs of the truck. That's, you know, the way that is. I mean, Alex, this is years and years and years and years of research.
What about the seismographs?
We were the newspaper who broke that story. And I still believe that those seismic records are accurate, that they do depict two distinct blasts about 6 seconds apart.
Okay, let's go to another caller. Thanks for the call, James. Let's talk to Davey in Texas. Davey, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thank you for having J.D. on. I was wondering if he had heard of a couple of names. One, Jolly West, who visited McVeigh twice while he was incarcerated before he was retired.
And by the way, that's the admitted MKUltra mind control doctor, and I have the news articles on that, J.D.
I interviewed McVeigh, but I don't know how many other people did. You know, who knows?
No, I'm specifically asking you if you know about Jolly West visiting him twice.
No, but
okay.
I would say.
All right. Well,
did he have the permission of the defense team to do
this?
Well,
what I'm asking you for is if you'll take the initiative and find out who Jolly West is and why he, in fact, was visiting McVeigh. But I wanted to share this with you, J.D. I was in Waco at the memorial service for the Davidians that morning, and almost immediately, I mean like, you know, 9:07, between 9:07 and 9:12 a.m. that morning, the media went around poking microphones and cameras in people's faces, asking them what they thought about the bombing in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
I just found that to be a little bit suspicious. And in the obstruction of justice, Kerry Gagin, have you interviewed Kerry Gagin or seen his video deposition?
I have followed his stories since the defense team first interviewed him. That's correct, yes.
Okay, well, I'd appreciate it also if you'd find out about an individual named Carlos Gigliotti, who was retained by the House Government Reform Committee to review the FLIR tape that shot at Waco by the FBI and who was mysteriously wound up dead during his service of editing or reviewing the FLIR tape.
Well, Davey, I mean, obviously Oklahoma City and Waco are interconnected, but
obviously
we're focusing particularly in on Oklahoma City.
Exactly. Thank you, Alex. A great film for all the listeners to get is Total Enslavement and Masters of Terror. Two great films. Thanks, Alex.
Hey, thanks, Davey. Let's talk to John in Florida. You're on the air with J.D. Cash, John.
Hey, how's everybody? Thank you very much for a great show. Three quick things. Mr. Cash, can you tell us a little bit about the tunnel system that was leading into the Oklahoma building?
Right.
There's
an extensive tunnel system under downtown Oklahoma City that, because that's a cold, windy city in the winter, that's how people get around.
And that led into that building, correct?
Right. You can access that building. In fact, the tunnel, I believe they're using a portion of that area still today for parking,
okay.
Underground parking.
And the other thing is, not enough is spoken about what records were kept, important records sent to whom in that particular building. Do you have any comment on that one?
Oh, yeah, there's always these stories about these records. But, you know, would somebody please tell us how we're supposed to be able to pin this down? Because you just can't write every rumor that comes down the pike. It just makes you look like a moron.
We know Bill Clinton had the building destroyed and all that stuff hauled off. And you talked about the police truck there throwing pieces of the Ryder truck in minutes after the blast, J.D. Tell you what, we'll do a few more minutes. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2234 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com. Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel size shampoo. Dial toll free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746, or visit www.nissim.com.
I have interviewed police, FBI, detectives, eyewitnesses, lawyers involved on this show. J.D. Cash been doing research and writing detailed stories since day one about this. And it's clear, total prior knowledge of Oklahoma City. And I'll go all the way with it, carrying out the attack, engineering it just like World Trade Center. I mean, if a mafia boss gives somebody a gun and says, go do this, they're just as guilty as the street thug that does it. And the same thing happened with the first World Trade Center bombing. I appreciate J.D. Cash coming on the show. We'll continue to discuss this and take calls, but I'm going to let him go. But J.D., I will certainly continue to watch your reports.
Okay, and let me give your listeners something they should be looking for. In a few weeks, there's going to be a new book out by an inmate that had access to McVeigh for 23 months. The name of the book is called Secrets Worth Dying For. I suggest that people watch for that book and pick it up and read it.
What have you been told is going to be in it?
I've read it. McVeigh tells who his co-conspirators are and why he did what he did and who what operation he was working on. It's a very, very intriguing story. And we have something about that in our on our website called Death Row Inmates Book Chronicles. So if they'll go to that, they'll read a story we did, something of a brief review. But it is quite remarkable. I have interviewed this inmate on a weekly basis now for months.
And what I mean, one of the big bombshells.
Well, it's, of course, the Aryan Republican Army. He names all the names. Great details, where they met, how they did it. McVeigh claims to have been working out for the military when he did this.
So, again, we have the classic thing happening with the feds using as an envelope another group and funding and financing. And
that's what he said he was doing, working directly for the military.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show.
An interesting viewpoint.
Well, J.D., we'll have to have you back on when that comes out.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, Alex.
Bye.
Okay, there goes J.D. Cash, and we're going to have Colonel Roberts on and to get his take on this. He has some questions concerning it because I've talked to him in the past about Mr. Cash's reports. But, I mean, here's J.D. Cash, who did bring out a lot of evidence over the last 8.5, 9 years, and who has done quite a bit of credible reporting. But at the same time, we have the police, we have the firefighters, we have others saying they saw these Middle Eastern men. But this is classic CIA-type operation. McVeigh was traveling the country. He was visiting every militia group, every land rights organization, every group the government had on the list, basically. Hundreds of groups, from Idaho to Texas to New York to California. And we know McVeigh went into a CIA program. He did not wash out of Special Forces. We know that McVeigh had said that he was part of a secret operation, and if that is indeed in a new book coming out, that'll be interesting. But, of course, the government can poo-poo it because, oh, well, you know, it's somebody on death row saying it. All I know is that building was blown out, not in. General Parton, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development's gone over that. The seismographs, the eyewitnesses, all of it. And it's the same M.O. They get a couple different groups involved, cook a bomb, carry out an attack, and then go after the patsy. And it looks like that's what happened here. If you want to see the real documentation on this subject, you need to get my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. It goes over the history of government-sponsored terror, a review of it, some of the best examples of it, some of the worst examples, we should say, but some of the best examples to illustrate it. Then we get into Oklahoma City in detail, September 11th in detail, and then the globalist master plan, the police state, the control grid, how we, the American people, are the terrorists. That's 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. We'll go to Dino and Chris and Don and Wesley and others. Now we've got Paul Watson, who I want to ride shotgun with us a little bit into the next hour with our next guest, who got video and photos up close of the dozens and dozens of foreign armed troops on the Texas-New Mexico-Arizona border. Now, these particular videos are from the Arizona border, but there have been photos and videos in mainstream news articles about Eastern Bloc troops, Chinese troops, Mexican troops. They've killed federal officers. They've raped and killed citizens. They are routinely shooting up vehicles. Very serious. That's coming up. Kidnapping American families, you name it. But bringing up Paul Watson. Paul, good to have you on the show.
Great to be on, Alex.
A lot of new developments with WTC-7, new developments with Oklahoma City. Your take on it?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was actually on quite a big mainstream radio show today, and the host was talking about how he was a skeptic about Oklahoma City, but then he saw your video, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. Researched the facts for himself, and now, like us, he's seen the evidence and is convinced that basically it was a government operation. No matter, I mean, we can debate the specifics of how it was carried out, but the bottom line is that the building was blown out, there were multiple bombs, and the keystone is John Doe number 2, because it provides the Middle Eastern connection and ultimately the Bin Laden connection to the US government, which we're going to go over again today.
And it came out in a Republican report, a report in 99 that they used Al-Qaeda and 15,000 Al-Qaeda fighters to attack the Serbs. That's admitted. Bin Laden, after he's bombing our bases, every time Clinton needs a distraction, is in Albania launching attacks on the Serbs, being paid off by the U.S. government. Another total connection, and that's admitted.
Well, and in 96, a year after the Oklahoma City bombing, the British government and MI6, paid Al-Qaeda $200,000 to carry out political assassinations, and that calmly was reported in the London Times. So the connections are there, not only before, I mean, people say, oh yeah, the CIA set up, you know, Bin Laden and the MAK, which turned into Al-Qaeda in 79, but then they say, oh, you know, they disbanded them and withdrew support for them after that. But it is true that after the First World Trade Center bombing, after the Oklahoma City bombing, these connections were still there going strong.
And we have this all being covered up. Now, some people criticize Cash and because he focuses in on the white supremacists. But again, that's a big federal operation right there. I mean, from the evidence, the witnesses, there were Middle Easterners, there were white supremacists, there were FBI and BATF controlling it, and even a Discovery Channel documentary that aired months before 95 bombing admitted that the BATF was out at their main testing site in Arizona blowing up Ryder trucks. So, again, none of that is speculation. It is obvious what happened, but it's like the Kennedy assassination. You've got anti-communist Cuban hitmen. You've got Italian mafia hitmen. You've got the best of the Dixie Mafia, Charles Harrelson, and this is all confirmed as shooters. Well, of course, the CIA, the FBI, they go out and they hire individual contractors for another layer of deniability and division. And that's exactly what LBJ's lawyer, who's come out with a book, and it's got all the documents that LBJ, we've had LBJ's mistress on, who was at the party the night before where they bragged about how they were going to kill JFK. It's the same MO over and over again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, with the First World Trade Center bombing, they hire these people, many of which are retards, and they took a page out of the history books, because you remember when Hitler had his stormtroopers burn down the Reichstag, they made sure that the communist Van der Lubbe, who was also mentally retarded, was there in place to act as the patsy. So time and again with these operations, they use mentally retarded people as the patsy because they're so much easier to control.
And you're talking about the First World Trade Center, where it took them weeks to train the two, both of them admittedly retarded, okay? One with a 75, one with an 80 IQ, one of them mildly retarded, one of them seriously retarded, how to drive the car, even how to park it up against the column, but the idiots didn't do that, thank God, and it didn't bring down one of the whole towers.
Again, with 9/11, the named hijackers, obviously, there's a plethora of evidence to suggest that those hijackers are still alive, but the named hijackers that were used as the patsies, most of which could not even get Cessnas off the ground, according to their flight instructors. And so, again, mentally retarded people used as the patsy. They use the same MO to cover up these operations.
Now, Paul, I mean, this is good news. You've been doing a lot of radio interviews lately, which is a wonderful thing. And you say you're on a big mainstream show this morning, and the host didn't believe the information concerning Oklahoma City until they saw the film. What show was that, and what did the host say?
It was, I think it was MGAB in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and the host was basically talking about the fact that he was a complete skeptic. I mentioned that, obviously, I run Prison Planet for you, mentioned you by name, and then he said, oh yeah, we had Alex on, you know, a few months ago, and that's the point where he woke up. And I mean, there was only time to take one caller, but that caller was totally coherent and agreed with everything I said and brought up many points about the Bin Laden family, such as the safe passage out of the country for the Bin Laden family on 9/11. So, I mean, you often mention the fact that 90% plus of callers on the stations that you feature on are all well-versed in what's going on and, you know, aware. And so, I mean, from the tertiary evidence that I've already entered into, obviously I've only done a handful of interviews, I've got several more lined up. That is the case, that the vast majority of people out there are not dumbed-down idiots like we're led to believe, but are actually well up on the truth.
Absolutely. I want to go to Dino and Chris and Don and Wesley here in just a few minutes, but Paul, the Hutton inquiry, appointed by Blair to investigate Blair, comes out and says Blair didn't lie about weapons of mass destruction. We know he lied. Their own whitewash committee says he didn't, and then we're supposed to apologize. I mean, this is really getting ridiculous.
Well, I mean, with the Iraqi exile group who gave Blair the evidence for him to make the outlandish 45-minute, you know, claim that weapons of mass destruction could hit British targets, came out publicly just last week and said that it was, quote, a crock of, you know, fill in the blank. And so even that's tainted Blair again. And I mean, I'm just waiting for Bush to appoint Lord Hutton for his so-called independent inquiry into weapons of mass destruction in America. But
Now Bush is going to have an independent committee appointed by his people to tell us that Bush never told us there were weapons of mass destruction. Folks, we have memories, but they're going to tell us to apologize. They're going to be cleared by their own little board.
But with the Hutton inquiry, Hutton the Freemason, he was there whitewashing the Bloody Sunday inquiry for the government years before that. Just like the government appointed John Stevens to whitewash the case of MI5 involvement in Irish Republican terrorism. But with the Hutton inquiry, we need to realise that from the very start, it was basically a rigged game on multiple levels, because Tony Blair, days before the inquiry even started, came out and publicly said, quote, "I know what the outcome of the Hutton inquiry will be." And so the whole procedure of the inquiry was deliberately set up to obscure the fact that David Kelly, the former UN weapons inspector, was murdered and did not commit suicide.
Now a bunch of government people are saying he was obviously murdered. He talked to a lady who he worked with, an American, as a weapon inspector, told her they're going to kill me soon and put me in the woods.
Yeah, we've got top medical professionals and doctors, and this got into the mainstream, asking the questions. Questions like why Kelly died from blood loss when ambulance personnel at the scene said there was very little blood, the fact that the arteries in the wrist match sticks in anyway, and little blood gets out before clotting takes place, and that's all in the official medical report. But the main thing is that they told us Kelly ingested 29 proximal tablets, and he had a strong aversion to taking tablets. But aside from that, Alexander Allen, the toxicologist who testified at the Hutton inquiry, said that only one-fifth of one tablet was found in Kelly's stomach when they examined him. So how on earth can they get away with telling us he ingested 29
pills? Well, it's like Diana saying, Charles is going to kill me in a fake auto accident. She dies that way. And then now they've got another whitewash committee on that. But it's real simple with this weapons of mass destruction business, folks. You all heard Blair and Bush say they had them, put out the false reports. We all know, we have memories, they're liars. Now they appoint their own commissions to say they never said it. That's an even bigger insult, an even bigger lie, Paul.
We've got the whole set of the Bush administration. We've got Rice, Cheney, Bush, Ashcroft, Powell, all now saying that we didn't say that he had weapons of mass destruction, yet Tony Blair's still clinging on to the fact.
And now we're going to have another whitewash commission to tell us they never said that. Folks, they said it all over television. Oh.
Amazing. It's like the Niger claim in the 2003 State of the Union. Months before, the CIA even admitted and told Bush directly, and obviously the advisors that control him, that that claim was false, and yet they still put it in the 2003 State of the Union address, and I suppose they're going to deny that as well.
Yeah, they'll just deny he ever said that in the State of the Union. Well, they are denying it. It's new levels of lying, and I just, how dumb do they think we are? Just incredible. Dino wants to talk about Janet Jackson. I mean, last week again at the film festival in France, Britney and Madonna kissed again, just to get publicity, folks. And now, obviously, staged, Janet Jackson dancing around naked on national TV for your children to watch. And Dino wants to say this is all secret New World Order symbology or something. Dino, go ahead and film.
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks, Alex. How you doing, Paul? Listen, what I was calling about was when Janet Jackson did what she did. In other words, if you look at the garb, it's that medieval Highlander gothic image, you know, the dark dress and everything else. Also, too, what happened is if you notice that the symbol on the pasty was the sunburst. If you go back to the James Bond movies where it was Ian Fleming, MI5, the whole bit, and Goldfinger, you remember the girl, the young girl pilot, they had this black tight-fitting outfit with that sunburst star? The sunburst star is also, you're seeing more or less when you go to the stores now on children clothing, beddings, and housewares. It's generally the dark black or blue background with the gold crescent stars.
Yeah, the globalists have their all-seeing eyes and sun symbols everywhere, yes.
Right, this is part of the brainwash because, you see, the reason why the sun is very unpopular to it, is meaningful to them. It's the knockoff take on what it normally means. Generally, when we think of the sun, we think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To them, the sun is Ra, the sun guard. So this was all part of the symbolism. And what I stated earlier was when Michael Jackson got up and danced on top of the SUV, on that blazer of him, he had like the symbolism, which is from the British Army, what meant, what is the ultimate...
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, here's the deal. And thanks for the call, Dino. I don't care about Michael Jackson. I don't care about his degenerate sister. I don't care about his disgusting parents, any of them. And I mean, this is all just part of the slow conditioning to have all this trash on television. Paul?
Yeah, well, it all comes from the MTV decadent culture. So, I mean, they were running the whole operation. So whether it was deliberate or by accident, it has the same effect. I mean, people listening for the first time, we don't need to tell them all this stuff. We know it to be true, but we need to stay on the hard facts.
Yeah, I mean, of course the globalists are into numerology and the esoteric and symbolism. I mean, look at the Time Warner symbol, 666 inside an eye. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I read a statistic this morning, and I've got the article here in front of me, where in the next 20 years, the majority of people in Britain will be foreigners. And by the way, it's going to be like that here real quick, too. A nice balkanized mash. I want to keep Paul Watson over with us as well as the callers when Chris Simcox comes on to talk about all the video and photos they got of the masses of foreign troops that are raping and killing and pillaging all over the southern border and kidnapping families and killing federal officers and That's basically a lot of fun. Paul Watson, we also need to get into the staged Bin Laden capture. Give us, in a nutshell, your analysis of that.
Well, yeah, it seems apparent that they're preparing the global theatrical stage for the presence of CIA troublemaker Osama. But what people need to realize is that they've known where he was all along. We've featured the articles where the troops on the ground have his location pinpointed. We're about to swoop in before the raid gets suddenly called off because Bin Laden mysteriously disappeared again.
Well, the Army colonel told the San Francisco Times he was ordered to stand down as black helicopters picked him up.
Yeah, and just to add to this, an interesting case which came out, just I only just recently noticed this story. Back in 1999, a British couple called Alan and Cindy Thompson were driving through Pakistan in the very area that they're now talking about as being Bin Laden's location. And after driving for about 11 hours on dirt roads, they came to a checkpoint where they were detained by armed Pakistani guards. Now, the next day, the Dawn newspaper, which is one of the biggest newspapers in Pakistan, reported that this couple had found the secret lair of Osama bin Laden. And more interesting is that they also reported that this location had been visited by U.S. consular officers, British, Australian and Swiss ambassadors, and that it was actually guarded by a team of U.S. commandos. Now, after the couple were picked up by the British embassy, they were invited to a garden party where all the British ambassadors and aid workers were basically bragging that they were stationed in the same area as Bin Laden's secret hideout. So after the couple got home back to England, they saw a newspaper article calling for the capture of Bin Laden, and this was right before the 2000 Clinton executive order, which stated the same thing. So the couple contacted Scotland Yard in London, the FBI, the Pentagon, and in every case they got nothing, no response, no request for an interview. So in 1999 we've got British ambassadors visiting Bin Laden, whose location is guarded by elite US commandos, and when the couple that witnessed all this tried to report it, they're basically blackballed. So of course they know where Bin Laden has been, they've known for at least 5 years.
And my report, going back almost 2 years from an inside White House source, is that he died of kidney failure. That's the deal, to hand over the dead body. They're going to claim they killed him, and it's just going to be hysteria, worshiping the police state. How credible do you think that report is I put out 2 years ago now, Paul?
Well, it's very, very credible because it dovetails with the benefit of hindsight that we can look back to the precursor of the arrest of Hussein and draw parallels, because with that case, we had public officials bragging that his arrest was about to take place, like Congressman LaHood in his local newspaper saying, "We know, you know, I know something you don't know," and you know.
And now we have Madeleine Albright and generals and others saying, you know, he's in our custody. Oh, we're about to capture him. Wink, wink. Now they claim he's alive. Look for him, not to show you, but just a few photos, probably a double. But if they roll out the dead body on ice, who knows what's going to happen?
Well, we need to make the point that if this gets as much attention as some of our past stories, then obviously it may force them to change the script. But obviously, I'd prefer them to roll out Bin Laden's dead body than stage another terror attack, because the government of both Britain and USA are on the ropes and desperate for something. So it's a very scary time to live in.
Well, plus, Paul, we've entered this twilight zone where they go, Tony Blair never said weapons of mass destruction. He goes on your television and says, apologize, I never said it, when he was saying it 2 weeks ago. I mean, we've reached la-la land stuff. My name's not Alex Jones, and we won't be right back.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides,
toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.